Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. That's right, Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. With Shopify POS, you can accept credit cards, mobile payments, and every other major payment method, all with low fees and transparent pricing, starting on day one. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/MLB podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/MLB podcast to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/MLB podcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the Bomber Brothers Podcast with Ryan and Sean Chichester.
Swung on and driven to deep left. Toward the line, she is gone! Aaron Judge lined one right down the line.
Swung on and
lined to right center field. It is a base hit. Grounding third, scoring Kiner Falefa. And the Yankees win the ball game with two in the bottom of the ninth.
Hit in the air to left center. It is high.
It is far. It is gone. It's a grand slam. Oh, a Stantonian home run.
Talking all things Yankees baseball.
Welcome, everybody. We've got another episode of the Bomber Brothers Podcast. Sean and Ryan Chichester here, as always, recapping another series, which we do every series. So if you want to hear series recaps and series previews all throughout the Yankee season, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe. Also, bringing on some exciting guests whenever we can, but Sean, just us today, so we can banter about what was, like you just called it before we hit record, a pretty interesting series. And I would definitely agree. I mean, if you really think about it, the Yankees got kind of dominated for, you know, in a four game series, I'd say they were dominated for, you know, 32, 31 of the 36 or 37 innings. Like, the Yankees were looking like the inferior team for a lot of this series, yet somehow they split, and they certainly didn't do their best at the plate. And we have to talk about the Yankees getting no hit, which we haven't had to do in what, almost two decades. But I don't know, just like looking back and reliving these games, it's kind of incredible to me that they split this series. But here they are, coming out with two out of four against a Houston team that many expect to be the Yankees' top competition for getting to the World Series.
I think it's funny, and an expected talk track that everybody's saying, like, oh, the Yankees got lucky, and, you know, they didn't deserve to win the first game. The second game, they were getting no hit, you know, for again that they won. And I don't really look at it that way. I think Sweetie pointed out a great stat. The four-game series, the Yankees bullpen allowed two runs. The Astros bullpen allowed nine runs. I mean, the Yankees have a better bullpen. And it doesn't matter if you score your runs in the first inning or in the ninth inning with two outs. They all count at the end of the game. So I don't think the Yankees got lucky by having DJ LeMahieu hit a two-run homer in the eighth inning yesterday, or having Hicks hit a three-run homer in the ninth inning on Thursday. That's just when the Yankees are going to do their damage against a team that has a good rotation. And I mean, at the same time, like, you know, the Yankees had more base runners in the 3-1 game on Friday night. I don't think the Yankees got outplayed like some people are making it seem like they did against Houston. I think the Yankees just, their runs came at more dramatic times in their two wins, I would say. Now, obviously, you don't want to get no hit. That's not great. But the last three times the Yankees have been no hit, they've went to the World Series in that year. So maybe it's actually a blessing in disguise. Not the most, not the largest sample size, I'd say. But overall, I mean, I think you look at these games are how the Yankees are constructed to win, hitting home runs. Like, you know, they went down 3-0 in the first game and you're like, oh, this is terrible. You know, this is a huge series. And all of a sudden Houston comes out and really hits them in the mouth. And then, you know, they answer right back. Giancarlo comes up with a 3-run homer and then they have the dramatic 9th inning in the first game. But, you know, it doesn't really matter when you score your runs as long as you score them. So I don't think the Yankees got lucky. It's not like they had like a crazy amount of breaks. They just made their hits really count.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. This is two teams who both have great lineups and they both have great starting pitching. But like you said, the advantage is certainly slanted in the Yankees' favor when it comes to the bullpen, and they flex that throughout this four-game series. I think there was definitely a stretch of this series where the Yankees did look like a somewhat inferior team, and that's going to happen if you don't get any hits for 16 straight innings. So that was definitely getting a little frustrating, but I think it's also a tribute to what we've said about this team for much of the season, is that they're just able to find new ways to win. So certainly one of those ways is, you know, biding your time and waiting to break out when you're laboring through 16 straight hitless innings. And then you get Stanton with a home run. It seems like he's starting to come around again, which is huge for the Yankees. He was in a little bit of a slump, but he's had a couple home runs and another big one on Sunday. And then LeMahieu with the huge home run in the 8th inning. And I thought that I actually loved that LeMahieu home run. He kind of did like the Giancarlo strut out of the batter's box, which I thought was amazing because it's DJ LeMahieu. But that was fantastic. Just a huge moment. And then of course, Judge, I mean, just coming off the heels of settling his arbitration and thankfully not having to go through a hearing that would have been potentially disastrous, but coming out of that and having two walk-off hits in this series, that's pretty incredible. So yeah, the Yankees, they found ways to win. Like you said, just because it came later in the game doesn't mean they were necessarily the inferior team. They just pounced and you know, exposed the Astros' most glaring weakness, which is their bullpen, and completely outplayed them in that category.
Yeah, I mean, and I also think the depth and the power in the Yankees lineup, really, the fact that they can get power from almost any spot in their lineup, save IKF, it really showed in this series to me, because the bottom of the Astros lineup is a lot weaker than the bottom of the Yankees lineup. The Astros are very, very top heavy. And the fact that you got big contributions from, and I know he's your leadoff hitter usually, but LeMahieu's not a guy you normally rely on for power, but he can hit homers. Aaron Hicks can hit homers. So they got home runs from kind of unexpected sources to tie some of these games. And, I mean, I predicted Stanton would win the belt and he hit 3 home runs this series, but I mean, 2 walk-offs for Judge and you settle your arbitration, I got to give him the belt. And I also like there, I always say there's like poetry in baseball. The fact that this, like, Judge is one of the poster children for people that the Astros hurt by this cheating scandal. Altuve wins the MVP over him and denies him the opportunity to go to the World Series in that 2017 season. So for him to have 2 walk-offs, I was super stoked about it, especially knowing that he is salty about it. You know, he deleted his Instagram comment a couple of years ago. Like, I was super stoked for him. The walk-off the night before the arbitration hearing, he gets the hearing settled, and then he caps off the weekend with a 3-run walk-off homer. Just awesome. And I also think, like, you know, I was thinking about this when we got into the weekend and they got no hit. And I mean, They were in the toughest stretch of their season. They played Tampa, they went to Toronto, they went to Tampa, and then they played Houston. So they're coming in, and Houston had a day off, I think, earlier. I think they were off last Monday. So like, Houston's a little bit more rested, probably have a little bit more of their legs under them. The Yankees were getting out of a stretch of playing, you know, 13 consecutive super intense games, division games, games against the Astros. And I think we were looking at this stretch when we were talking and we're saying, well, what are the Yankees going to do? How are they going to handle this stretch? Because one of the knocks on the Yankees was that, yeah, they're having a great start, but they don't, you know, they're not doing it necessarily against the best of the best. Well, going up against all playoff teams, at the time. I don't know if any of them fallen out, Toronto or Tampa Bay, but they went 9-4.
Lose a series.
Yeah, that's a pace to win 112 games. Like, that's ridiculous. I mean, it's not on their 120 win pace that they were on. So yeah, they played slightly worse. I'm sorry, but that's crazy. And it's not like it was all games in Yankee Stadium. They went to the Trop, where they always have trouble. Toronto is always a tough place to play in. And then they split with Houston. And you know what? They lost that game. They lost against Verlander. That game could have went either way. I was at that game. The place was jumping. It was juiced. But the Yankees threatened in the eighth inning and in the ninth inning. If they had gotten a hit at a different time in the game, that all of a sudden becomes a tie game. And then you're thinking walk off again. It was a really, really fun game. I actually think in that game, Severino probably should have been taken out after he had the amazing fifth inning escape. It kind of reminded me of the wild card game. I don't know if you feel that way, but you remember in 2018 wild card game in the fourth inning, Severino had to get a big strikeout to get out of the inning. He does like the primal scream and you're thinking he just left it all out there. Like that was him going like, and I kind of felt like that after the fifth inning when he strikes out Altuve to strike out three consecutive batters with runners on first and third, which was absolutely incredible. I would not have brought him back out. He winds up giving the three run homer, whatever. Team's on pace to win 120 games. I'm not going to argue with Aaron Boone right now. But I mean, I thought that game could have as easily went to the Yankees as well. And then we're talking about a 3-1 and we're more excited. So I actually think this was a really good series for the Yankees. They went toe to toe with Houston and they showed them like in October, you better bury them because you can be up 3-0 in the ninth. You could be up by 6-3 in the ninth inning. You could be up 3-0 in the seventh inning. This game's not over. This team just keeps coming at you.
Yeah, I think you mentioned Friday's game and another, and honestly Saturday's was too, even though they got no hit, but it's the weekend.
Gallo came within 5 feet of giving them the lead.
Exactly. He flew out right to the wall. LeMahieu came up Friday night with, I think he came up as the winning run in the ninth inning when he grounded out to third to end the game.
Yeah. Yep.
So, I mean, they were right there. I absolutely come away from this series encouraged, but back to Friday and Saturday, and then obviously you can throw Sunday in there too. But you know, Tyone aside, the rotation, which everyone is kind of wondering, you know, how long can they keep this up? How good really is this rotation? I mean, they, like you said, the Astros lineup is top heavy, but as a whole, that's an incredibly dangerous lineup. The top of their lineup is among the best in baseball, and the rotation aside from Tyone did really well. Look. Cortez was never going to pitch to a 1.5 ERA for an entire season. But if he can give you five innings and allow three runs against an Astros team in a playoff series, you would absolutely take that. I would. And then you had Cole, who was brilliant. Severino probably left in a little bit too long, like you said. I mean, obviously Boone's done a terrific job, but I think this is something that stretches back beyond this year. Sometimes Boone tries to steal an out or two towards the end of a starter's day, and you know, maybe that happened a little bit on Friday, but as a whole, I thought the rotation did great. Severino looked good, got out of some trouble. Cole was his usual self, just like he was dominant against Tampa Bay. So I thought it was a super encouraging performance from the pitching staff as a whole, outside of maybe Tyone. But it showed you that, you know, the rotation was the Yankees' most glaring weakness the last time they faced the Astros in the 2019 ALCS. I think everybody thought if the Yankees had another quality arm or two in the rotation that they could have taken that series and gotten to the World Series. I think coming out of this series left me with a lot of confidence that the Yankees absolutely have, and obviously we already knew the rotation was fantastic. Look at the numbers they've been putting up. But this series made me really confident that the Yankees are, if they were to face the Astros in another seven game series, that they would be in every game because of the rotation.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah, I mean, it would probably go seven because these teams are really evenly matched. But the Yankees have that advantage in the bullpen, and I think they have the advantage in the depth of their lineup. And the Yankees, the awesome thing about the Yankees rotation is they all have guys that at any time can go toe-to-toe with whoever you throw out there. So it reminds me a lot of the 96, 98, 99 teams. Like it's that kind of thing. So you know what? You get in a seven-game series and you go Cole Verlander. Would you be shocked if the Yankees went 2-0? Absolutely not. Would you be surprised if they went 0-2? Probably the same, because Verlander is a great pitcher, even at 38. It was awesome to watch him do what he did. Like, you know, we make the jokes about who's got the dog in them. Verlander is like one of the original dogs. You know, he's awesome to watch pitch, man. It's painful, but it's also like, as a baseball fan, you have to respect it.
I just meant it's painful in the sense that I wish the Yankees got him in 2017 and he was being called for the Yankees.
That stinks. I really wanted them to get him when he signed his 2-year deal. I mean, just, dude, he's awesome. But yeah, I think you get a split against the second best team in baseball when you're the best team. And the Yankees were kind of worn down at the end of the stretch, I think. I think maybe if you had a couple rest, like a rest day before the series started, Boone might go to that bullpen earlier in that Severino game. You don't know. And I thought that was a big start for Sevy. I know he gave up 3 runs, but he went 5 scoreless, was pitching great, got out of some big jams. And you know what? I know Nestor gave up 5, but the events leading up to that, you know, he gave up kind of an infield single, I think it was, and then the bloop single is what drove in. He gave up, you know, one hard hit ball, a double, and you know that happens. But I think I think it was positive signs against a really good lineup, and really really happy with how the Yankees came out of this 13 game stretch. I think it was a little tense going into it, and we're excited coming out of it. Like, I think we proved far and away we're the best team in the division. And I think we also shown like it's probably going to come down, and you never know because the playoffs are a crapshoot, but it's going to come down to Yankees Astros again. And now everything's on the table. In 2019, it was just a rematch. Now it's going to be a rematch knowing what was going on. It's going to be super intense if we get there, man. It's going to be awesome.
I hope it does. I think this would be a fantastic – I mean, in all honesty, it would be more preferable if the Astros get stunned in the playoffs somewhere else, and maybe the Yankees face a somewhat inferior team. But I mean, if it did come the Yankees Astros, I would be super pumped up. It would be just, it would be an incredible series. But you know, another note on Nestor too, we were worried that maybe his, you know, ability to miss bats was regressing because I mean, he was among the league leaders in strikeouts per 9 innings, which is wild for someone that averages 93 miles an hour. But I thought it was super inspiring to see him get 7 strikeouts over 5 innings in his start on Sunday and show that he still does have that ability. I think it's natural for a lot of people to look at Cortez, and anytime you see something that's not his, you know, a continuation of his surprisingly brilliant season, and he starts to slip up a little, everyone's kind of just waiting for the other shoe to drop and that regression to start. But I think Cortez also showed in flashes against a really good lineup that he still could be among the game's elite. So 3 runs over 5 innings, 7 strikeouts. I would take it, especially with the bullpen that the Yankees have. I mean, the starting pitching has helped keep the bullpen rested for so much this season because of the length they've been able to give. So it's nice to know that in the event that doesn't happen and the starting pitchers don't give you a lot of length, which could happen a lot in the postseason. I mean, you have more off days, and obviously everything is, the tension is just so much higher that the leashes are going to be shorter. So you know that you'll have not just a rested bullpen, but a deep and super effective bullpen that could come in and bail out a starter after 4 or 5 innings, and know that you're probably going to have the advantage throughout the second half of the game.
The Yankees are 22-20. This is via Katie Sharp. 22-20 when leading at any, when trailing at any point in the ball game. That's incredible.
Crazy. Yeah.
That's absolutely nuts that they
have to be the best in the league.
Oh yeah. Yeah. They have a winning record when at one point in the game they're losing. That's just wild. But the bullpen work was tremendous. And, you know, it started on Thursday night with, you know, Castro getting some big outs to keep that game a 3-run game and enable Hicks to hit the big home run. But there were some really big moments in the series. the Hicks homer, the Judge walk-off, the Stanton homer in game one. Game two, the Seve strikeout of Altuve, just with everything that's happened, that was an incredible moment. I felt, and maybe because I'm there, I was a little juiced up. I was pretty excited about that. And then obviously yesterday, the LeMahieu home run and then the Judge home run. What ones are you going back to on YouTube? Like, what are your top moments you're watching from the series? What ones do you think you'll rewatch the most moving forward? Because this series gave us a lot of moments that are going to be in the World Series video, God willing.
Oh man, it was so I was at a bachelor event this weekend in Charleston, so I tuned in as much as I could, but we left at like 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning on Friday morning. So I was trying to stay up and I passed out in the eighth inning on Thursday night, which of course was the worst time for that to happen. But then I woke up and saw like our family group chat had blown up and everyone was going crazy. So I watched that Judge highlight at least five times on the drive down to South Carolina, we tried to rewind the Odyssey app to listen to the ninth inning, but it wouldn't work for some reason. So we did it once we got there. And then Sunday we were out golfing and then we got back to see the end. But then when everyone was like getting ready to go to dinner later, I popped the MLB app on the TV in the living room and just replayed the LeMahieu and Judge home runs like another four times. I would say probably the two most played for me would be the Hicks and LeMahieu home runs. Those game tying home runs were like electric. Obviously the Judge walk off is incredible, but I don't know, just LeMahieu's like Giancarlo strut out of the box with, I just thought was so cool. And then the Hicks home run. I mean, I'm just, you know, you're happy for him because he's struggled a lot this season and has dealt with a lot of criticism, a lot of warranted criticism because he was playing so poorly, but now he's been playing well and you're happy to see it. And he gets that huge clutch hit. And of course, you know, has not been good with runners in scoring position for the majority of his career, but just to hit that, like no doubter like that was pretty cool. So I don't know, if I had to pick, I'd probably say the Hicks one was the highlight of the series for me. I mean, I think that's the game of the year would be that Thursday night win. You know, everyone's amped for this series and everyone thinks it's going to be a huge battle. And all of a sudden the Astros tee off for, you know, 2-3 run home runs in the first three innings. And you're like, oh man, is this going to get ugly? Like, at least for this first game, not thinking that for the series, but the Yankees answer right back in the first. And then obviously the ninth inning was pretty incredible. So yeah, I think the highlight of the series for me is the Hicks bomb.
Yeah, I agree that something about the night game homer too, it just always feels like a little, like I would go Hicks and then the Judge home run. And then I would put LeMahieu. But yeah, those game tying home runs are always clutch. But obviously I think with everything that's gone on with Hicks, everything we've said about Hicks, like you always have that in the back of your mind when there's a player struggling up in a big spot, you're like, this is going to be like that moment. Like everybody's going to go crazy. And you know, it usually doesn't work out. It's baseball. You got a low chance of success, but when it does, it feels so special. And that was definitely a get off the couch moment and clap your hands. Pretty awesome. I've rewatched it. I love the videos that Yankees are posting of the behind, like from the on deck circle.
Yeah, those are great.
Oh man, just that is just beauty. That watching a lefty launch a ball like that out to right field, it's the best. They should get the reverse camera angle though for the right-handed hitters.
I would love to see that judge view on some of those walk-offs. I think that'd be great. I mean, also that walk-off on Thursday, you know, you go ahead 3-0 and he gives you another off-speed pitch and you still have the confidence to
I was screaming green light. I was all in.
I mean,
yeah.
Of course Judge gets the green light, but you know, an off-speed pitch, you can tell he wasn't, you know, exactly expecting the off-speed pitch because he was a little early on it, but still managed to keep it fair. I mean, that was awesome. Obviously, if anyone can turn on a 3-0 breaking ball and still come through, it's Judge, who's one of the best hitters in the league.
He said it after his walk off yesterday. He's the best player on the team. So love that confidence. He's got to cash in on it now. But
I mean, it's not even confidence. It's just realism. It's not even a competition.